If I want to please my Father, if I want the heavens to open, if I want the Holy Ghost to come down, I'm going to do that which pleases my Father. I'm going to follow the word just as much as you're going to have to follow the word. So Jesus came to show us the way. Imagine Jesus himself being baptized. Yet he had no sin. Every one of us that have been baptized, we've baptized, we repent and we're baptized for the remission of sin. You know, we sinners, we've got forgiveness of sin, we come to be baptized because we're burying that old man, we're burying that old life in the waters of baptism. Then it says that Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
Amen. And change what? It's a changing of the chance. It's on the right hand side, ladies and gentlemen.
Just. So you can see, it's impossible for us from our heart to be obedient to the word and the Lord not to respond. That's absolutely impossible. The Bible says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So each and every one today, I'm believing it's everybody that prepared themselves for this baptism. I know some were fasting yesterday, some were having special prayer. It's that preparation, wanting to come in the right spirit, to be the real spirit of obedience. You will find every single time you obey what the Lord has said in his word, God will bless you.
Amen.
I remember given our brother Eric, the Irish brother, we baptized him, and he lives the other side of the country, and he said that he said, "Brother," he said, "people fought against me for being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." But he says, "When I did it, God blessed me."
Amen.
It's impossible for God not to bless you. If your heart is right and you understand what you're doing, I'm doing this in obedience to the word of God. The Bible has said I should repent. I've done my best. I've confessed my sins to the Lord. I've turned away in my heart from the wrong things that I used to do. And now I'm going to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible for us not to expect the blessing of God to come upon your life. Okay. So I think let's start with the smallest diversity. We can go to the other side. Okay, let's start with Hadassah.
Where are you? You baptized me like this.
I think it's going to come down to the steps. claim that you believe in Jesus as your Savior. You've repented and you want to be baptized.
Let's be controlled about pictures, yeah. Let one person take a job, you take, you can share.
You're a professional faith sister, I'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. That she's heard your word, but her heart has been soft, and she's come in obedience to you. So as we baptize her, Lord, in your precious name, Father, you've given a promise to baptize her with the Holy Ghost in fire. Be it unto her according to your word, and may your blessing be upon her. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Father, you fill him with the Holy Ghost, we pray.
Yes,
in Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, may your hand be upon him, may you deliver him from evil, may you keep him from, Lord, wrong company, bad influence, may you lead him and guide him day by day. Father, may the comforter be his inheritance even now, that you lead him and guide him from this day forth, as we bless him in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Upon this day, you know his life, you know his Lord, what he has walked.
Amen.
Now, Jesus, I just pray that, Lord, the Holy Ghost of God
will
come into his soul. That, Father, you will lead him and guide him to all truth. That, Lord, you put off the old man and put on the new man, we pray.
In
righteousness, Lord. That, Father, you will teach him and guide him and lead him and instruct him to walk in your ways and to walk in the Spirit. Father, I bless him in your name. Father, may you baptize him
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost and fire deep down inside of his soul. That, Lord, he will never be satisfied by the things of this world again.
Amen.
But that his joy will be in him. In
yes, Jesus' sir. Name. Amen.
Come into this young man now. Come and Lord, Father, abide in his soul. Let the heavens be opened once again. And Lord, let the heavenly dove come to lead him every single day of his life. May you bless him, may you strengthen him, may you guide him, may you help him, Lord, to be a blessing in his home, a blessing in his family, a blessing among his peers. May be a blessing in his neighborhood. You watch over him and keep him with you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Baptize us with the Holy Ghost again.
Amen.
So Jesus, we just pray, even as I lay my hands upon them, may you come down, Jesus, lay your hands upon them. Father, you can reach into places we cannot reach. May you reach down into her soul and seal her away in the body of Christ. Seal in your kingdom. Let the Holy Ghost come, Lord. Father, let her in her soul be able to say, my tent is no more pitched down there in Egypt's land. Father, I bless her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ because of her obedience. And may this be the beginning of a wonderful walk with you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Try to be, you can never be good enough. That for you to be what you're supposed to be, it's going to need Jesus in your heart. It's going to need his Spirit in you. So he's your Lord.
Yes.
Because of this, we baptize you in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said no man can come unto me unless my Father calls him first. Oh, you drew nigh unto her, Lord. She's yielded unto you. So let the Holy Ghost come in, Lord. Father, let the power of transformation come inside of us all. Father, let the light strike the seed and let it bring forth the fruits of righteousness, Lord, that you alone can bring forth inside of
us.
May you guide the footsteps from this day forward. May, Lord, all that see her say there's something different because Jesus has come.
Amen.
Lord, I bless her in your name. Lord, take her for, take her by life and be glorified in her life, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
She made that decision to say, no, let me be baptized in his name. He hung on the cross for me. He hung in public before all people because of my sins. So the least I can do is to make a public testimony that I believe in him. I'm trusting his death. I'm trusting in his burial. I'm trusting in his resurrection.
Mm.
Is that so, sister? So because of that, we're going to baptize her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ into his death. That the power of the resurrection may come into the soul and raise her up to newness of life. Sister, because of this, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that angels rejoice over even just one sinner. Lord, that repents. So I cannot just imagine the joy that's in heaven.
Amen.
Now, Lord, I do pray for Abigail. Lord, I pray for her heart. I pray for her soul.
Amen.
As Lord, she's laid herself the best she can upon the altar.
Amen.
Father, we're thinking of Abel when he came by simple faith. And he laid that sacrifice. And he identified himself with the Lamb. And the fire came down from heaven to consume the sacrifice. Lord, here's your daughter. She's identified herself with you upon this day in baptism in your name. So let the same fire that came down then be the same fire that's kindled inside of her soul even now. And may it be a fire, Lord, that can never be put out, no matter what Satan does. But Lord,
let
this be the beginning of a walk that, Father, began in eternity. And Lord, we'll finish in eternity once again.
Amen.
So bless your daughter, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
I feel like you.
Cameron, you've known about the Lord a long time. You've given your heart to him, but now you want to be baptized in his name. You know you need more of him, don't you? And he said that if you baptize in his name, he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost. Is that not your desire? So let's unite ourselves to pray. Because of your desire, because of your obedience, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Father, here's your son, Lord. Father, you know his life. You know this age. You know, Lord, the complexity of the day.
Amen.
You know the challenges that he goes through. And Lord, he's tried his best to walk with you, Lord, but he's realizing, Lord, that, Father, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Father, he's realizing it's not him that runs or him that pulls, but it's God who shows mercy.
Amen.
So, Lord, even as you've spoken to his heart upon this day, Lord, for him to be baptized in your name, Father, representing you upon this day, we lay hands upon him. And Lord, we ask of you that you will fill him with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And Father, Lord, you put such a hunger in his soul for your word.
Amen.
Such a hunger in his soul for your presence.
Amen.
Such a hunger in his soul for fellowship. And even his old friends will look and say, surely this isn't the same one that we used to hang around.
Amen. Amen.
Father, bless him, Lord, for your glory and pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
in Jigila, you've known about the Lord alone. But then at the camp, something happened. Jesus visited your soul. And the same Jesus who visited your soul told you to repent, and you did. And he told you to be baptized in his name, and that's what you did. So the same Jesus who visited you there will now visit you here. And he'll give you power so that you'll go out from this place and you'll find your life is going to be different.
Amen.
You're going to find you're not going to be satisfied with some of the things that used to satisfy you, but you're going to find it's going to change deep inside of God. And that only Jesus and his word and his presence and his people can satisfy.
Amen.
So because of your testimony and your faith in Jesus, we baptize you. She's responded to you, and the more respond to you, the deeper you make yourself
known.
And Father, we know that it's unlimited how deep and how far you can take us in your presence and in your kingdom. So Lord, I pray even now, Lord, let the same Spirit that raised Christ from the
dead
come and dwell inside of this
beautiful
body. That Father, she may, Lord, just realize it's not I that lives, but it's Christ who lives. May you fill her with your glory, fill her with your presence. Lord, may you bless her life from this day forward. May Lord, even at school, Father, may she just be so prosperous. Father, in all the things that she does, may she see there's a difference since Jesus came into her. I bless her in your precious name.
Amen. Amen.
Same with your sister. The Lord has been dealing with you, hasn't he? I think before you might have said, well, I don't know if these things are real, but I think now you know the kingdom of God is very real. Yes. And you've responded. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is near. And the kingdom of God came near to you. And you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And you wanted to be baptized. Yes. Therefore, we baptize you in the name of God. Now come into her, Lord, and then lead them into a relationship that they never knew before.
Yes.
Because now they're not just natural sisters, but now they're spiritual sisters.
Amen.
Father, may the glory of God be her portion. May you overshadow her, Lord. May, Father, the heavens be opened, Lord. Even as you look down and said, behold, this is my beloved daughter. And may you come and tabernacle inside of her. And may, Father, she never look back.
Yes.
Lord, may she serve you all the days of her life.
Amen.
And may you be glorified and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The same thing, sister. I remember you in the prayer line at the camel. Accepting the Lord Jesus. Yes. You believe in him. You're trusting in him. When he died, you know that he died for you. But he was buried to take your sins far away. He made your heart right with the Lord. And now you want it to be in due season you spoke to
her. Yes, amen.
And Lord, she responded, Lord.
Amen.
Now she's responded once again. And Lord, we're just calling upon her to respond now to her obedience in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, let the heavenly dove, we sing about it, Lord. He abides with me, Lord. May the heavenly dove come and abide with her night and day.
Hallelujah.
And may she go rejoicing inside us, Lord, because of what her Lord has done for her.
Amen.
Bless her, Lord, I pray. Fill her with your glory. Use her, Father, for your great name's sake. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Sister, I know you prepared yourself as well. You believe in Jesus. You know, Satan tried to lie to you and tell you a lot of things before. Then Jesus brought you. And you started to realize there's only one thing that matters, and that is Jesus, and what he thinks about you. And Jesus said, behold, I make all things new. He says, all things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. So because of your profession of faith, we baptize you. That you think to
possible. Amen.
Thoughts of peace, Lord. Thoughts not of evil, but to give her a blessed life, Lord, and a glorious death. So, Father, anything that's dark or anything, Lord, that's not of you, you said it all fall away. And let the light and let the love of God come. Just fill her, Lord, and Father, may she walk in newness of life.
Yes.
Father, let the Holy Ghost come down, Lord, and baptize her even now, Lord, that Father. She may be a living witness in this day.
Yes,
that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I bless you in your precious name.
Amen.
Yes, I saw his brother Matt. And that you prayed, this father has asked brother Matt just to pray as if one was changed. Let's just pray to God's wishes.
Yes,
amen. Yes. So we have to
don't forget your shoes and stuff.